The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, March the 18th. We've got one topic today, and that is the Mediterranean lifestyle. I didn't say Mediterranean diet. I said Mediterranean lifestyle. Vera Massey with us, University Extension. Good to have you here.
Good morning.
And when you came in today, I said, what are we going to talk about? You said the Mediterranean lifestyle, not just the diet, but the whole thing.
that's right.
That makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And you know, the word diet is actually a Greek word, diata, and it really means way of life. So we've taken the word diet. But if you look and dig deep what the true meaning is, it's a way of life.
Yeah, so when people say they're going on a diet, you've really taken it out of context.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound good.
It doesn't.
It sounds like it's something of a chore.
Right. And really, living a healthy life should be enjoyable.
Right. Now, with the Extension Service, you're having classes on the Mediterranean lifestyle?
Actually, I am. And we're going to look at the health benefits. There's been hundreds of research studies that have well documented the benefits of a certain eating pattern. Mm-hmm. But it's not only just the eating pattern. It is also managing stress. Mm-hmm. It is getting adequate rest. It's the connections with others. So we can't isolate the foods, even though we know that a foundation of a Mediterranean diet has more of a plant base.
Okay. So talk about what really, besides a plant base, what is a Mediterranean diet? There's cheese in the Mediterranean diet.
There's cheese in the Mediterranean diet. When you think of sort of the foundation, as they describe it, you know, the things like the rest and all those issues we just talked about, they say it's the foundation. Then they actually say water. Water is the next level of that Mediterranean diet.
Water.
The importance of water.
Getting plenty of water.
Then the next level is fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
Every meal to have fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. That in the American traditional diet, even though we promote more fruits and vegetables, the average American is eating very few.
Yeah. You know, my relatives are from Italy, from Sicily. And years ago, I used to go back and forth to Sicily a lot and spend two or three weeks at a time, a couple times a year, with my aunt, mm-hmm. who lived in a very small village in Sicily. We had grapes at every meal. You could not finish your meal, your evening meal, unless you ate grapes, because it aids the digestion, is what they said.
You know, fruit is the common, that is the dessert in most Mediterranean countries. It's not the desserts that we as typical Americans.
Right.
Yeah. So fruit is, yes, a very important part of that eating style. Things like the olive oil, mm-hmm. Nuts, herbs. You know, many herbs have many antioxidants in them.
And seasoning with herbs and spices rather than salt.
Right.
It gives it a different taste, and it's better for you.
It is. It enhances flavors. There's sort of, I think, one of the characteristics of the Mediterranean lifestyle is to be curious about your food. Mm-hmm. Be creative. Oh, you know, you can always add more.
Right.
But start out with maybe a small amount of an herb. See how you like it. Olive oil is the foundation of the Mediterranean diet. That's the primary fat. You know, that's a healthier fat. It enhances flavors in foods. But things like, say, red meat, for instance, is viewed as a specialty item.
Yes, it is. I know that having red meat, well, for one thing, since my aunt did not have much money. She mm-hmm. was living in a very poor area of Sicily. Red meat was not something you had each day.
Oh, no.
No, maybe no. you had red meat one time a week.
Yes, yes.
We had fruits and vegetables and tomato sauce every day with pasta. That was
yes.
a staple.
And grains are a big
yes.
part of it, legumes. And then, of course, you know, we have the wine.
The wine, and I
really like this. What they have on the Mediterranean diet pyramid, it says, wine in moderation and respecting social beliefs. Mm. That's their wording. But we are talking about savoring a wine, not drinking.
Not gulping it.
Right.
Not gulping it.
And
but isn't it
true
that a glass of red wine a day is good for you?
If you're not prone to some of the downsides mm-hmm. of too much alcohol, if people are currently taking in alcohol and not dealing with problems, then yes, a red wine is certainly a good option.
Mm-hmm.
But the key thing is that we savor it just as we do food. You know, there are studies that have been done that shows the average American spends about 20 minutes of their day eating. Now, that's not very much fun.
Because we gulp it down.
We gulp it.
In
European countries, they spend 2 to 2.5 hours eating. But here's the kicker. Americans usually consume 30% more calories than Europeans.
Because we eat so fast, we gulp it down, and we don't appreciate it.
We don't savor.
But if you make a ceremony out of your dinner, and that's what they do.
Yes.
It's a ceremony. You sit down, everybody sits down, and you eat together, you talk together,
yes.
you laugh together, you yell together, and yes, Vera, I told Vera, she's going on about how people are so happy, they laugh. Yeah, you laugh a lot, but also in the Mediterranean diet, there's a lot of yelling. But I think one reason that it's good is you get it off your chest.
Right.
You don't hold
right.
it all in.
Yes, just as long as people know they really are loved.
Yes, you are loved. But I tell you, some of the loudest yelling I ever heard when I was staying with my aunt down in Sicily. But it's all good-natured, and you get it off your shoulders, and then you feel better about it.
Yeah, yeah. So the Mediterranean way of living has great benefits.
Yeah.
Wherever you live, you don't have to live in Italy to
right.
reap the benefits.
And you're going to have this class, and
yes.
this class is when?
It's going to be held 3 evenings in April.
Okay.
And we will have some lots of experiences.
Okay.
And I'm working with one of our specialists on campus that's with the Wine and Grape Institute.
Mm-hmm.
We will not be drinking wine, but
okay.
we will be learning about wine
all right.
as
so
part of the Mediterranean lifestyle.
If people want to come and be part of it, what do they do?
Call 445-9792.
445-9792 for the Mediterranean lifestyle, including the yelling. But Vera won't yell at you.
I won't yell.
Thank you, Vera. It'll be in April. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the Youth Empowerment Zone. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Connor Hickok. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.